We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So Mexico has, there's been some movement with Mexico as it relates to them being a safe third country as it deals with the United States, and they were talking about a drop in border crossing. Hans von Spakovsky is our guest, a senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Good morning, Hans.
Morning.
So what does that mean exactly, that Mexico is not following the deal anymore, canceled the safe third country deal?
Well, what it means is that we were trying to get Mexico to agree to the same kind of agreement we have with Canada. And the agreement we have with Canada, the U.S. does, is that if an individual who claims that they're entitled to asylum tries to enter the United States through the Canadian border, they can't do that. Why? Because we have an agreement with Canada that because Canada has its own asylum laws, that alien has to claim asylum in Canada. Also, we've been working on a deal that if someone comes to the Mexican border and claims asylum, they have to go back to Mexico and wait in Mexico while we evaluate their asylum claim, rather than them coming into this country. You know, we assign them a date for an immigration court hearing at some point in the future, and they then just disappear into the interior of the country, and we never see them again.
So I'm confused. Did Mexico at one point serve as that third country where I remember the president talked about it, and said, when he was talking about that they had to apply for status there in Mexico, but did Mexico ever do that at all, or was that just something that they talked about?
No, Mexico started, apparently, they agreed to take people back who were claiming asylum at our border so that they could wait in Mexico. And apparently they had taken several thousand folks back into Mexico, and now apparently they're saying that they don't really want to do that.
So were these Mexicans they took back or Central Americans or some of each?
Central Americans. The deal applied to non-Mexicans who arrived at and tried to get into the U.S. along our Mexican border.
I got a text about this. It's interesting. I'll ask you, when it comes to somebody from Mexico claiming asylum, is drug violence, which Mexico has a big problem with, is that reason to be granted asylum in the United States?
No, it is not. There are very specific reasons given in our statutes having to do with persecution for religion and other reasons. General violence in a society is not a valid reason, and it can't be. If it were, it would open us up to refugees from all over the world, and we're pretty generous with our asylum policies, but that's something that we just could not handle.
And I don't mean this flippantly. People from St. Louis would be applying for asylum because it's the most dangerous city in the United States. All right, we'll pick it up here. We come back. Hans von Spakovsky, our guest, senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. It is 6:20. So let's look at that early morning traffic on WWL. 6:24, Tommy Tucker, WWL, September the 11th, 2019, the 18th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. We're talking to Hans von Spakovsky, senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Mexico will no longer act as a third party as it relates to asylum claims, basically. And correct me if I'm wrong, Hans. What this said was, if you're fleeing Central America and you want asylum, you're going to have to apply in Mexico first, correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And look, that makes perfect sense, particularly also saying that you've got to apply to what we ought to be doing is saying you have to apply at a port of entry. If you try to apply by sneaking across the border in other areas, that's a pretty sure indication that your claim is fraudulent to begin with, and we should require them to go to ports of entry where they legally cross into the United States.
Hans, you've heard this joke before about the guy on the roof praying to be rescued. He turns down three boats, then he drowns. Is this kind of like when you're talking about a third country where it's like, well, no, I don't want asylum here, I want asylum there, when in fact, if you were drowning, you'd take the first boat that came along? Does that make sense?
Yes, it absolutely does. And that's why the latest data from Department of Homeland Security shows that 9 out of 10 asylum claims turn out to be invalid. And it's not as if we're trying to do something that's too conservative. In fact, remember, liberals always point to what? The European Union, right? We should follow what they do. The rule in the European Union is that if you're coming into any EU country, you have to apply for asylum at the first EU country you get to. You can't land on the shores of Spain, but then travel through Spain up into Germany and only apply for asylum there.
Let me talk to you on this 18th anniversary of 9/11. People, I think, sometimes don't understand the security, and you mentioned Homeland Security just now, the security issues as it relates to people crossing the border, and I think it's kind of appropriate today that you address those.
Look, there is a militant terrorist jihadist movement that has been in existence for a long time. It sees the United States as the great Satan. They believe that we should be destroyed as a nation. They see no problem with killing Americans wherever they can find them. And, you know, 18 years ago, we had the largest domestic attack in our history. And you and I both know that if the folks that exist in the Middle East and elsewhere, if they could do that again today, they wouldn't hesitate one second to do it.
And in that's a one heartbeat, of the reasons they would do it.
Yes, exactly. And that's why we have got to have secure borders, including along the Mexican border. Because if it's easy to get in for people from Mexico and Central America, well, then it's going to be easy for terrorists to get in from other parts of the world.
In terms of people from Yemen and Middle East and radical Islamists getting into the country, how easy is it for them to get to Central America or to get into Central America from which they could then make their way to the United States?
Well, it's very easy. But, think about this. We would not have the problem with Central Americans trying to illegally get into our border if Mexico actually did something to control its southern border, because we've seen the video footage. All these Central Americans are easily crossing the southern border of Mexico, traveling all the way through Mexico to our northern border without being stopped by Mexican authorities. In fact, being helped along the way by Mexican authorities who don't want to deal with the problem. How difficult would it be for a Middle Eastern terrorist to sneak into one of those crowds and flow along with them? Not difficult at all.
You know, it's anybody in this country can be anything they want, good or bad, but in terms of dreamers that are here already, brought here as children by their parents, anybody can be radicalized. But it would seem to me the risk of terrorism would be virtually non-existent with people that were here already as dreamers, if you want to call them that.
You know, that's probably true, but you know that doesn't stop the fact that what we've got to do, and what unfortunately Democrats in Congress have refused to do, is provide the administration with the money to secure the border. There are huge areas of the Mexican border, you know, the 2,000-mile border. There are huge areas where there's nothing. I mean, there's not even a basic fence to prevent people from crossing, and we need to fix that.
I don't care if you're Mexican, Central American, German, radical Islamist, what have you. You never know, right? So, yeah, the border has to be secure. Is a wall going to accomplish that?
Yes, it would not completely solve the problem, because nothing could ever completely solve the problem. But if we made it much more difficult for people to get into the country illegally across the southern border, we could drastically reduce the problem.
Thank you. I appreciate the time. Hans von Spakovsky, Senior Legal Fellow at the Heritage Foundation. We'll continue the immigration discussion with the other side when we come back. 6:30, time now. WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.